No, I'm all right. Hello, Audioboo.
Hello, Audioboo.
It's Paul Hopkins.
And Claire Randall.
And today we're talking about UKIP.
Well, actually, we're talking about immigration.
And Europe.
All these hordes of Romanians and Europe.
Yeah, 29 million Romanians and Bulgarians are suddenly going to come and claim all our benefits.
And jobs.
And we can't have any wind farms. And we want more green spaces.
And UKIP councillors pick up dog poo and
they do.
Police the street.
Yeah, that's what I love the most. Sorry. Okay, you've come in on half a conversation. We basically read the UKIP manifesto.
No, I read it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And you said you must read this once.
And it's almost like your brain of the knowledge of it.
There are some tomes that you must read once in your life, and this
in
is
in order to educate yourself.
It's positive education.
Actually,
because I think
I want to make a serious point here.
We will do in a minute, but I just. So what else? Get rid of HS2.
Okay.
What was the other one? Less wind farms.
Romanians are all rapists and murderers.
Yeah, and so are the Hungarians.
Bulgarians.
I don't know. Bulgarians, I think. Hungarians. Anyway, something with Gary on the end. I don't suppose they know or care. You know, just replace that with Jews, blacks, Africans, Pakistanis, Indians, disabled people.
Yeah.
Maybe
gays.
Gays. So we can't. Yeah. Yeah, any minority.
You could replace it with any of those.
You could.
And people would be up in arms about it. Yet because a political party say this is how it is, and people want to talk about immigration and how our country's overflowing, suddenly it's okay.
They're not even stirring a hornet's nest. We're a very tolerant country, thank the Lord. And we're very, I think, principled in the way that we already deal with immigration. And we're sympathetic to people that have needs greater than ours. We live in a first world country. By goodness, if we can't do anything for third world, let's get rid of foreign aid. They're off their heads. Oh, and by the way, the caveat here is that you know, it's up to you who you vote for, but you're an idiot if you're an idiot if you vote for UKIP. But in my opinion, and if you want to keep your vote in secret, that's fine. But some people on it haven't, so I'm just responding. I just think it's ludicrous that you would ever want to vote for a party like that. Lord help us especially if it's a Conservative. Is it Conservative and UKIP mix? That would be interesting.
I mean, if I'm brutally honest, I don't particularly think there's a leader among the lot of them.
No.
Well,
I have wider views about politics. I think it's all going global anyway.
No, I think. But my issue is, I think one of the problems with the people that have these radical, shall I say, knee-jerk reactions to politics. So they kind of sit there and they go, right, immigration, yeah, immigration's got something to do with. So UKIP are going to do immigration, they're going to cut immigration, I'm going to vote for them. And actually, I was be interested to know how many people have actually read their manifesto and have armed themselves with the knowledge of what their policies are on other things, because it's all very well to sit there and go, we're going to cut immigration, we're going to come out of Europe. Have you read what their policies are on spending cuts? Have you read what their policies are on fuel duty? Have you read what their policies are on disability benefits? Have you read what their policies are on unemployment? That's because there aren't any.
Oh. You don't want to think we planned this discussion.
No.
So
that's the issue.
Yeah,
they're like a one-trick, one-policy party, and they are coming in there and they're making all these sweeping generalisations. And my question more is, you read all that, and I could easily replace Romanian with the word Jew, and you're not far from the Nazis. You know, if you voted UKIP, would you have voted for the Nazis in the Second World War? And for anyone who says, oh, UKIP aren't racist, of course they're not racist, they have black and Asian members, don't you know?
But they can be racist, can't they?
Of course they can.
Oh,
but do you
I'm being a bit naive then.
But do you think that you're not racist by pointing out that Romanians are all thieves and criminals and you wouldn't want them living next door to you?
My friend isn't racist. He's, like, I don't know, Jamaican. He's Afro-Caribbean, he can't be racist. What they're causing is people are just coming out and wanting a bigger piece of the pie. It causes, I think, untold psychological damage to the nation, because you're stirring up a hornet's nest that wasn't even there, and you're if you give people the impression that there are the haves and the have-nots, I'll fight for anything. I've seen experiments. There was a very good. It was totally manufactured in one sense, but. It was an old American film, you can probably YouTube it, where they were showing this, and they told the kids one day that these other kids, the ones in the red, were better than they were, and then they were given the blues were given more privileges and all the rest of it, or so it seemed. And then they did it in reverse, and then the ones who had more less yesterday were even worse than the ones who, do you know what I mean? Mm. You've got to be careful with this kind of stuff, and I think that they're on a hide into nothing, you know. Clearly, you know, no one would argue that the things need doing. And if anything, when I say need doing, I mean like things like we should be judicious with our benefits and careful and stuff. And, you know, but it seems to me that it's always the old and the weak and the infirmed
and the foreigners,
the minorities that get the blame. And then, you know, if we had none of those in our country, then, as I say, it would be disability, it would be age, it would be things like that. And then what do?
It's also worth bearing in mind that...
Then you future-proof it by not allowing any people with certain disabilities to be born, maybe, you know, where can we go?
Well, one of their ilk, I mean, he's no longer in the party, thank the Lord, but one of their ilk actually said that as part of the manifesto they should have, that it be compulsory for women to have terminations if the baby is diagnosed with a disability in utero, like pre-natal.
And are you telling me he's never ever expressed that view in a board meeting in UKIP? You know, if he can be brave enough to say it in public, he's probably been said somewhere in private in front of other people.
Yeah, it's just that in fact, he wasn't expelled for the view.
No, and that makes it worse. Why was he expelled?
I don't think he was. I think he left.
Oh, okay.
For other reasons, but.
So that's a nice way of dealing with that issue, then, isn't it?
It is.
I just think. You're wasting your vote. I think the only thing it would do, and the only thing it's done for me, is galvanise me into maybe being a bit more politically active.
I don't think it's made so much a case of but probably you're wasting your vote.
No.
I think it tells people a lot about the kind of person that you are.
Oh, okay.
If you vote UKIP.
Yeah, it does.
For the reasons that are highlighted above. And I think, on the other hand, if you are voting for them purely because you're sick of the rest of the parties and you just want to give them your vote so that you can say, I voted UKIP just to scare everyone else,
that's a bit mentalist, isn't it?
Well, it is a bit, but people do. Want to be very careful that if you vote those, make those, cast those kind of votes and they come into power, you are then responsible for the policies that they deliver.
Then ensue.
The same with the BNP. And the BNP, actively, their election leaflet, because I read it, and it said we would like you to vote so that you can scare the politicians. And what they're essentially saying is, well, you know, we know that we're never going to be in power because they're realistic and because Nick Griffin is a bigot. Is that like slander if I say that?
I think it's true. Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Allegedly. A bigger. He's bankrupt.
He's bankrupt.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Bankrupt,
no, he's.
No, that's not alleged. That's,
no,
that
no,
he
is bankrupt.
News.
Yeah.
Break BBC breaking news, as I recall.
Yeah.
But, you know, that kind of thing. But
I've heard that he's an arse. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah. So they know they're probably not going to get into power, and what they do is they know that people vote for them purely because they're fed up of the ruling power, and so they now put it on their election leaflets. What does that say about them? You know.
Yeah. What? Who? What?
BNP.
Say what?
Because they say vote for us and scare the
other
politicians.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I've heard that talked about in regard to UKIP as well, though. They've been saying that yesterday. Their publicist came out and said something similar. And she's an interesting character about London.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you get it? So it wasn't, what was it? Was it James Naughty or someone like that? Oh, so tell me, why did you not do very well in London then?
And she said, because London is too cultured.
No, you've got to affect an accent.
Oh,
and you've got to do something.
What kind of accent
with your lips,
does she have,
Mac?
Anyway? I've
yeah,
never
very,
heard
very
the
well spoken.
Speak.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Is she? Oh, yes. Mm.
So what was it? What was the problem with London then?
London was it's too cultured. They're too young and they're too educated. In other words, we appeal to the unintelligent.
Yeah. And London's a different animal or something. She said London is a man in his own right or something.
But it's a serious point. And
Radio
really
4, listen to Radio 4's Today programme. It was on yesterday. You follow it on audio boot.
You know what? I grew up in a country where
where
racism was part of the constitution. And I will not condone any any move in that direction, and you can dress it up all you like, as soon as you start labelling individual groups,
and individuals become
a racist.
Yeah.
You know, all these Remainers. There was another part of one of their manifestos, and I can't remember, because they have two, you know. I read the other one. You read the local one. They also have a Europe one, which is shorter than the local one.
Yeah.
But they basically make...
Oh, sorry, is that Europe where they are quite happy to sit on the gravy train and take
their money
for being there?
Yes. Their Europe manifesto says, we're not in Europe to aid policies in Europe. We're there to spy on them, to make sure that we let you know what's really going on.
Were you going to say something else about...
Yeah, I was.
But you're right.
But, yeah, so I will not be a part... You know, once you start saying, I'm sorry, we're going to... You know, don't you know that Romanians have caused all this crime? Because that's what it says, that they're the second highest contributors to crime in London.
Yeah.
When those figures come out in the past and it makes reference to crime being committed by predominantly young black
neighbours, that was stopped. They stopped.
That was absolutely slated.
Yeah.
So you cannot have it both ways. You can't say, well, if you say it as of a black person, you're a racist. Sorry, but if you say it of a Romanian, you're not. You are.
I know. Yeah.
So that is the reality.
It's not saying that.
And we're going to change the house.
29% of damage is committed by blind people bumping into things.
Oh, it is.
Is it?
No.
Is that true?
No. Oh, no. No idea. I knew somebody once, and I'm going to kind of go off topic now. But years ago, completely off topic.
Why?
I'm going
to. Is it to give people a rest?
It's about blind people.
Yeah.
Years ago, when I was at school in South Africa, we had a Catholic church attached to the school, and one of my friends stayed over in the holidays to revise for his final exams. A friend who, ironically, now lives in London, but I haven't encountered him since he's lived here. But he went to the church, the Catholic church, one Sunday. And after the service, the priest, I'm getting all my churches and vicars and priests and whatnot.
Yeah, because those pastors this weekend.
Yeah. But the priest basically called everyone to order, as it were, and he said, we have some issues because it appears that money has been missing from the collection plate.
Yeah.
He said, and I've no idea why that happens. How they know is beyond me, but there we go. But money has apparently been going missing from the collection plate. And the blind children aren't even at school this week, so we can't blame them.
Maybe that is connected in some way.
Maybe it is, because you're single.
Yeah, maybe if crime's down one day, maybe we should look at the immigration figures and see if that day loads of Romanians went home.
Yeah.
It's like... Oh, there was a special festival, so they all went home, and crime was down in London. That'd be awesome.
Because they were all back in Romania.
Yeah, so it can't be them.
No.
Or no, crime stayed the same in London. That's right. That's what you'd want, isn't it?
But on the whole,
On the whole,
people complaining about immigration, migration, what they call net migration, so that is the movement of people in and out of the country,
yeah,
is actually unchanged.
Since when?
I can't remember the figure. I think it was 2010.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and. And so the issue of national insurance numbers to EU citizens is up by 6%, but net migration itself is unchanged, which means that the number of people leaving the country is also kind of...
Well, this is it. They were talking about the Poles at one point, weren't they? I mean, there's no one so armless as the Poles, and they were getting picked on. And like, of course, people came here after the war because we needed them. I mean, it's simple as that. But the Poles latterly have come over for a bit and then gone back.
Yeah,
made a bit of money and sort of, you know, got a bit of experience and gone back and given
Polish,
the... But then given that experience back to their own country.
Yeah.
So everyone benefits. I just can't get over the whole thing about stopping foreign aid.
And I cannot bring myself to get worked up about all these people coming to take my job.
Usher.
Our jobs.
Usher, come in. Yeah, I've got to... Yeah, I think we've probably... Watch yourself, Osh.
There's one seat here, and there's one seat there.
We have to go out. There's nothing down here.
It's going to stop this a sec, but I think I've said all I want to... Hang on. Oh, blimey, crikey. Sneeze on UKIP, but I think that was the message. I think we're done with this one.
The only other point I want to make is people that complain...
Osh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're all right. People what?
About foreigners taking our jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you give a job. I don't have any issue with anyone who wants to work here, as long you know, if they're working for a living, they're contributing, they're paying tax, they're paying national insurance, they're contributing to the economy. I don't see what your problem is.
Who washes your car when you go into the average multi-story park car park?
Well, who do you have like cleaning African schools and all
who
that
clean
kind of
schools
stuff?
And
but even if you're talking about more high-powered jobs,
no, of course. I mean, we've got at our place. There's loads of people like that. We've got, for example, in fact, I'm not going to say what country. We've got people that work in all sorts of positions in our organisation.
Yeah.
Managerial, learning support, cleaners, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? And you know what I want to say as well? The British people, or the ones that are fairly obviously English, are just as enthusiastic about the job that they're doing as the foreigners are. In which case, I'm saying that if a British person wants to, the job market is as open to them as it is for anyone else. I'm not disputing jobs are hard to come by. I'm not disputing any of that. But, you know, if you do your job, I meet so many people that have got jobs that are enthusiastic about what they do and they're good at what they do. And they do it with the same passion as someone from another country. And fair enough, you cannot sit on your laurels at home and go, "Oh, I can't get a job," because then get out there, make a bit more effort.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, go and get a qualification or do what you need to do. If you're sitting at home all day, claiming benefits, you've got something you can do. Then you should be going and doing it. Go and be inspired by someone. Go and. Blimey, get a life coach.
If you can't, then my number is.
Yeah.
But in seriousness, like.
No, I am being serious.
Yeah, yeah. But even if you can't get a job,
I'm talking really about the people that moan.
Don't blame the foreigners. Especially. It's one of those, isn't it?
If you've got extenuating circumstances, then fine. You know, no one disputes that. But for goodness sake.
Anyway, yeah.
I think we're done.
Vote for Claire. I'm going to be the next little party.
Claire Kipp. Oh, no. Paul Kipp.
I'm going to be a dictator. I'm not going to bother being a political party.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just all going to do as I say.
Yeah, I want to be a military junta. I like the word sound of that. Whatever a junta is.
All that would like to become a part of my dictatorship.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you can either sign up now or...
Go on, try it. Practice something now and see what happens. Go on, dictate something.
Hello,
dear sir and madam.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
No, tell me something I have to do.
Go and buy me a drink.
No. Now what?
Off with his head.
Bye bye, boo.
Bye bye.